pitch the ball to Bell. That's upfield. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's in the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cowboys. What a run.
Kicks it left wing, Lucas. Three-point jumper. Good. 6 seconds. Rebound! Cowboys win! Cowboys win! Oh, the Cowboys are going to the Final Four! Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State!
Welcome to the Pistol Cast today. Appreciate you guys reading pistolsfiringblog.com. I hope you're enjoying the football preview and all the content leading up to the season. Today, we're going to talk to Andrew McGee, former Cowboys cornerback, see what he's up to, what's going on with him, and see what he thinks about this year's team. Okay, Andrew McGee, welcome to the podcast. I think you are the first defensive player we've ever had on here. We had Zach Robinson on and Justin Blackman, but you're the first defensive guy, so welcome.
Oh, I'm honored. No, thank you.
Well, what are you doing right now? Obviously, you were done with football at Oklahoma State last year. So, what are you doing now?
Well, right now, a few weeks ago, I got a call for Chicago Bears, and I went there and didn't pass my physical exam because of my wrist that I previously had surgery on in March, and so they sent me back. And right now, I have about 6 more hours in school, and I'll be student coaching for OSU. So I'm excited to be able to experience another year of Cowboys football.
Yeah, that's great. So will you be working with, like, the secondary, or how will that work?
Yeah, I'll work with the secondary, and then I'll also just do whatever they need to be done with the scout team as well and help out in that area and maybe still do the chapel services before the games as well. So
tell me about the chapel services. I know you're pretty heavily involved in FCA. What do you do? Do you lead the chapel services?
Well, Joel Tupman, the strength coach, he's actually in charge of it. He's actually my pastor. But he allows me, or last year he allowed me to kind of lead it up for the guys most of the time. You know, he would do it sometimes, I would do it sometimes, and I think this year we'll probably do the same thing, and it's just a great time, man. You ask any of the guys, man, we just enjoy it, and the guys are in there, and it's kind of, you know, a lot of unity and just, getting pumped up before the game. It's a really good time.
Okay, so walk me through that. Do you get up there and you kind of, do you give a message out of the Bible, or do you?
We normally sing some songs. We'll sing, you know, a few praise songs, and, all together, and then, you know, there's usually a message afterwards.
And how many guys on the team usually go to that?
Of the ones that dress out, probably half or a little more than half. So it's usually a good turnout every time, you know. And through the years, more and more guys are starting to participate and come in there, and it's usually a packed house. We usually be in the chapel and the union. And it's usually a pretty full house, so it's a good turnout.
Yeah, that's awesome. Really, very cool. So did you grow up wanting to do stuff like that, preach?
Man, I've always been involved in ministry since I was about 15 and felt the call to ministry, and I've just been doing that ever since. You know, I was blessed to be able to do a lot of that once I came here, and through OSU, so many doors have opened up, you know, even job opportunities and different things like that to do with ministry. So it's been a blessing, man. It really has.
So what is that something that you think you want to do long term?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have a few job offers now through FCA and a job offer at Ole Miss to be their chaplain for their football team. So that's definitely something I would want to do long term. Just a matter of figuring out where it's going to be.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I'm proud of you for doing that. That sounds like a great deal. Now you grew up in Mississippi, correct?
Yes, grew up in Mississippi, okay. McGee, Mississippi, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. Now, were you recruited by Ole Miss, or?
Yeah, I was recruited by Ole Miss. In high school, they never offered, and I didn't get many offers at all coming out of high school, but went to junior college, and Ole Miss came back and was going to offer, but I was caught up in leaving. You know, I had already been in Mississippi for the first 2 years of college, and I just really wanted to get out, and once OSU offered me, it was pretty much a done deal. I knew that's where I wanted to go.
And why, okay, so you say you knew that's where you wanted to go. Why was that? Was it
a lot of Coach Gundy, but just once I took my visit here, I prayed and I wanted to be at a college or and play on a team that I could really excel in every area. And once I got here, took my visit, felt the atmosphere, started meeting people, everybody was so nice, and it just felt like home. And I was able to pretty much get everything that I wanted to by making the decision to come here out of, you know, my college experience. So it turned out to be one of the best decisions I've ever made. So
what is it about OSU and about Stillwater that kind of, you know, you hear a lot of people talk about how special it is, and you know, I'm sure it's that way a lot of places, but what is it for you about Stillwater that made it such a good experience?
Just all around, man, it's so much good characteristics, mainly the atmosphere and the people that's surrounding it and that's involved, and you know, how everybody make you feel so at home, and just the fans are so wild and so crazy, just a good fan base. and also the coaching, you know, the coaching staff is one of the best. Hats off to our coaching staff, and they're really good, and that was definitely something that draw me.
Yeah. Well, going back to the Bears thing, so you tried out for them. How do teams get in touch with you? Do they call OSU and say, hey, where's Andrew at? Can we have him try out? Or how does
No, it's my agent. A lot of teams were in contact with him, and he was in contact with a lot of teams, and it just, you know, I was hearing a lot of negative feedback about my injuries and how big of a risk it was. You know, with NFL teams, you know, they really didn't, you know, it's kind of tough when you have a list of a broken neck and, you know, all the other injuries I've had in my past. And so they ended up taking a chance on me, and they were going to run me through a physical. And if I passed the physical, then I could have signed my contract. And I was actually in there to sign my contract after my physical, thinking that I passed my physical. And then they came in and told me that I failed it because of my wrist. So it was tough, but it was good. At least, you know, I got an opportunity to get somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. How's Ori Wendman going to do for the Cowboys this year? Do you think he'll make the squad and be on the team?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll make the team. I seen him. I got a chance to catch him play the other day and made a few tackles. Looked real good out there. And I've heard rumors that he's running with the twos. So that's always a good sign. So I don't have any doubt that he'll make the team, and I definitely think he'll be able to, you know, do a little bit this coming up year.
Yeah, I think, you know, he played so well last year, and I hope that he can do the same in the NFL. It's always good to see the Oklahoma State guys succeed. So you've been working with the secondary a little bit this year. Who should we look for in the secondary that's gonna surprise some people?
Say that again.
Who should we look for in the secondary that's going to surprise some people this year?
I think Justin Gilbert really coming along. He just needed some. I guess he needed a year on his belt. Is really what he is, and he's so athletic and he's maturing as an athlete and as a football player. So I think he's really going to do special things, and I just think as a whole, you know. Our secondary is going to be really, really stout, and it's going to surprise a lot of people. So,
is this year's defense going to be a better defense overall than last year's?
Well, they have a lot of maturity experience, you know, especially in the secondary. You have Broderick and both the safeties, Markell and Johnny, with that much experience. you also have Rossetti and Jamie Blacknick, you know, coming off the edge, and that's just powerful, you know, in itself. But with that much experience, they can't help but to be successful. You know, they're, Markel and Johnny and Brodie, they're going to pull those young guys along with them, and I think they'll be great.
Really, yeah, you know, it seems like they're getting a lot of hype, and we've kind of been here before with the 09 team that you were on with Zach and Dez and obviously those guys. But it seems like this team's a lot deeper. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just by going to practice and seeing how much young guys they have that are able to, you know, do things this year and really contribute to in every area with special teams and everything. I've never seen this much depth. You know, I think, you know, the corners have a lot of depth, definitely. So just with being as deep as they are, and especially with the amount of leadership and the amount of unity that they're showing already. And, you know, nobody's playing for themselves. Everybody's just going hard and just working as hard as they can. And you know, the success comes after that, you know, once you see people doing that on a team that has so much unity and just work ethic as they do, they can be nothing but successful.
Who is the leader of the team? Who's the heart of the not the team, the defense, excuse me. Who's the heart of the defense?
I would say Markel Martin.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. How good can Sean Lewis be? Is he...
Oh, wow. No, Sean Lewis is a heck of an athlete, man. I was so proud of him last year and the things that he did. But, man, he's just going to get better this year, you know. He prepares well. He prepares really well. I've never seen somebody as in tune as he is with preparation and studying film and just, you know, being a sponge out at practice and always knowing what to do. And, man, he's – and then putting his athleticism along with his work ethic and his discipline is – that's why you saw the Sean Lewis you saw last year.
Yeah. Who does he – who in the NFL does he remind you of?
Oh, man. I don't really know. I would say he reminds me of a safety because he's just always around the ball. I don't really know. He don't remind me of Troy Polamalu, but he's around the ball as much as Troy Polamalu is. And And that just you know, just seeing him do that, and being always making plays is a good thing.
Do you need to go?
No, go ahead.
Okay. You know, he kind of reminds me of like a maybe a smaller Patrick Willis.
Yeah.
One of your guys down at actually played at Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's definitely true.
Yeah. So it's gonna be fun to watch him this year. Who's the best quarterback you ever faced?
The best quarterback I've ever faced? Oh boy, I would probably say Landry. I don't want to say Landry, but I'm not exactly sure, man. You know, we had some quarterbacks that were, you know, rated good or you know, expected to do good things that didn't. That weren't expected to just have good games that did. But as far as the hype and as far as what he's done so far, I think Landry is probably gonna, you know, end up being one of the best that we played against.
Yeah, yeah, he's good. It's unfortunate because he plays for OU, but he's a solid quarterback and seems like a good guy. Have you worked him in FCA at all?
Yeah. I actually, we both were doing IMSEC and stuff. You know, he was big into IMSEC and I was as well. So yeah, he's definitely a good guy. You know, I don't dislike him at all. He's a really good guy, and I respect everything he does, except the football field when we're playing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you? So you got 6 hours. Are you finishing up this semester?
Yeah. I'll be finished by December.
So what kind of classes are you taking? Is it you know, ballroom dancing, or are they tough classes? Or?
No. I only have a few more upper division classes left that I need to knock out. So they won't be tough, but they won't be a pushover either. But I need to knock them out. You know, with it only being 6 hours, it's good.
Yeah, that is good. What other sports do you play? Do you go out and hit the links with Whedon, or you play basketball with Blackman, or what do you guys do?
Honestly, I was a baseball player in high school.
Really?
Yeah, I played baseball all through high school and didn't play my senior year because I wanted to focus on football. But, I always miss baseball. I wish I could just go out and throw around sometimes. But that was definitely my sport. It was actually the first sport I played even before football.
What position did you play?
I was outfielder.
Okay. Did you have a favorite player or team growing up?
Yeah, my favorite team was Atlanta Braves, but for some reason I liked Ichiro.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just liked the way he played, and we had similar styles of play. You know, he's just a contact hitter, get on base, and just steal, and that's the same type of player I was in baseball.
Just slap it around and steal some bases.
Exactly.
Do you play softball or anything? I mean, they got some softball leagues up there.
Yeah, but I mean, I just never had the time to. maybe in the future I'll be able to go out.
Okay, Andrew McGee, appreciate you coming on the podcast. Wish you the best this semester with graduating and finishing up, and hopefully helping this team get to a BCS game.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I appreciate you having me on. Good.
Okay, Andrew, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.